This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. And if you'd like to get in touch with any questions or comments, then please email chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can tweet @NakedScientist or you can find us on Facebook.
And if you do follow us on Facebook, you can like our posts. But be warned, a new study suggests that liking things on Facebook may mean that you're giving away more information about yourself than you think. Now, this is some stuff that came out this week from David Stillwell and his team at the Psychometric Centre at the University of Cambridge. And what they've developed is a little tool called youarewhatyoulike.com. So, David, if you tell us a little bit about what this is, and then we'll tell you what it told about us.
Hello, sure. So it's worth saying that So what we do is we take Facebook likes and then we put them together with people who have taken our personality and IQ tests. And then we see whether we can predict people's personality just from their Facebook likes. So that's what you are, what you like is .com it is. Anyone can go to that website, log in with Facebook. It takes their Facebook likes and then tries to predict their personality.
So before we explore this a bit in depth, would anyone like to share what it came out as? Because for me, it says that I'm liberal and artistic. Yes, I get that. Well organised. assertive and competitive. Absolutely. Emotional, I guess so. But also says I'm shy and reserved. But it said one of the likes that was most indicative of my profile was liking corsets. And I do spend a lot of my weekends prancing about in a corset. So I don't see how that makes me shy and reserved. Anyone else on the team want to share?
David, what did you get?
Well, I was quite interested in my results because it does describe some aspects of my personality quite well. So I got the whole artistic angle as well. And they also managed to pick up that I'm quite introverted. So that's quite an interesting, quite subtle thing, I think, to pick up on. I think it describes me relatively well. I'd like to have a look in exactly how they've determined this more interestingly. But yeah.
Laurie, what did you find?
Well, actually, myself and Kat, I don't think should get on at all, because apparently I'm conservative and traditional rather than liberal, which is a bit shocking. And also shy and reserved, which I'm sure we all agree.
We can tell. Yes, that definitely is you, Laurie, all over. I mean, I just don't believe it, David Sitwell, because it told me I was calm and relaxed. I mean, how about that? It also said I was highly organised and artistic. I think it should have said autistic more than artistic, to be honest, if I'm quite frank. Kat?
But you have to be a bit organised to run a show like this. But David, let's find out a little bit more about how this actually works, because I mean what you've got here is very bipolar things. You know, you're either this or you're this. How did you kind of work out what the different categories were from the personality test that you'd got?
Sure. So normally with a personality test, we don't just say you're either extroverted or introverted. So in our actual study, we were correlating the continuous variable of extroversion with our prediction from likes. But it's just on you are what you like. We thought it's easier if it's simplified. And then also, you know, it's a bit boring if you're near the middle. So rather than saying that someone's average, we say something a bit more interesting.
And so generally, when you look at this kind of thing, how accurate do you find the sort of predictions of people's personality just from their Facebook likes?
So for openness, for example, which is one of the personality traits, we're about 80% as good as a personality test, which is pretty amazing when you consider that no questions have been asked. It's just completely based on the data that you've kind of collected on Facebook. For IQ, it's about half as good as an IQ test. And we also predicted some other things such as sexuality. So if you've got a male homosexual and a male heterosexual, then just from their Facebook likes, 88% of the time you can predict which is which. We did the same thing with ethnicity. So an African-American versus a Caucasian-American, 95% of the time we can say which is which just from their likes.
We've heard from Ben, who says, I mean, to a certain extent, this just reflects the image that people want to portray, doesn't it?
But that can apply to lots of situations. I mean, in real life, you decide which clothes to wear. You know, when you're at work, you pretend that you're more organized than you may be at home. So actually, one of the good things about Facebook is it's very hard to fake, because not only is it years that you spend sort of building up these likes, but also your friends are on Facebook as well. So if you suddenly decide to like something that they know doesn't match you, then they're likely to say something about it.
And you can pick that out.
The thing that I find a little bit scary about all of this is that there's more and more talk about online privacy and what companies like Facebook are doing with our data. I mean, this we've had sort of a laugh, no, you are what you like, it's quite funny, am I really shy and reserved? But how could data like this actually be used by online companies, and is there anything we can do to protect ourselves and protect our privacy?
Sure. So it's worth saying, first of all, that there are benefits. So my ideal situation would be if I go to a website, then instead of that website showing me every advert or every sort of product that it's trying to sell, if I could just tell it a little bit about me, then maybe it could just show me the three products which are actually likely to be interesting to me. And I'd prefer that because I see adverts for dating and mascara, and I have no interest in getting mascara. So it's just kind of annoying and a bad user experience.
You do really, David. Just be honest.
But what about the slightly more sinister thing? I mean, how can people protect themselves online?
Sure. So one situation that you could imagine happening in the UK is if you like, for example, something that suggests that you're introverted, Terry Pratchett. So if an employer came to your profile, saw that it looks like you're an introverted person, then if they're looking for someone who's, you know, works well in teams and those kinds of buzzwords, then they may not think that you're someone who could fit in their organization, so they may not invite you to interview. So I recommend that people have a look at the things that they like, especially because they do build up over time, and decide whether they really match what you as a person want to be associated with.
Suddenly I've got a fixation all about certain types of clothing and all that kind of thing. I think, oh, I've never liked it before, but now I do. Thank you very much, David. That's David Stillwell from the Psychometrics Centre at the University of Cambridge. If you want to see what your likes are saying about you, you can visit youarewhatyoulike.com and you can find out. Meanwhile, thank you very much to our news panellists this week, who included Michael MacArthur, David Weston and Laurie Winkless, and you can find out more information, including the references to the papers that we discussed, on our website at nakedscientists.com/news.